This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban said Sunday 2 days of candid discussions with the United States went well in Qatar, the first direct meeting at a senior level since the Islamic group took control of the country following the American withdrawal in late August. Taliban spokesman Sohail Shaheen said in a post-meeting statement, detailed discussions were held during the meeting about all relevant issues, and efforts will be made to improve diplomatic relations. In a similar statement, the U.S. State Department issued late Sunday, the U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the talks with the Taliban were candid and professional, adding that the Taliban will be judged on its actions, not only its words. The statement said other issues that were discussed, including security and terrorism concerns, and safe passage for U.S. citizens, other foreign nationals, and U.S.-Afghan partners, as well as human rights, including the meaningful participation of women and girls in all aspects of society, were discussed. The meeting started Saturday in the Qatari capital, Doha. Meanwhile, the United States and Britain warned their citizens Monday to avoid hotels in Afghanistan, days after dozens were killed at a mosque attack, in an attack claimed by the Islamic State group active in Afghanistan, Islamic State Khorasan, also known as ISIS-K. In a statement, the U.S. State Department said U.S. citizens who are at or near the Serena Hotel should leave immediately, citing security threats in the area. The well-known Serena, a luxury hotel popular with business travelers and foreign guests, has twice been the target of attacks by the Taliban. Britain's Foreign, Commonwealth, and Development Office issued a similar statement. The Taliban seized power in Afghanistan in August and declared an Islamic emirate. But the hardline Islamic group transitions from a rebel army to a governing power, they're struggling to contain terrorist threats. This is VOA News. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences Monday awarded the 2021 Nobel Prize for Economics to three U.S.-based economists for their work on drawing conclusions from unintended experiments, or so-called natural experiments. University of California, Berkeley economist David Card was awarded one half of the prize, while the other half was shared by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Joshua Angrist and Stanford University's Guido Imbens. The Academy said the three have completely reshaped empirical work in the economic sciences. They said their research has substantially improved our ability to answer key causal economic questions, which has been a great benefit for society. The Nobel Prizes for Peace, Medicine, Physics, Chemistry, and Literature were awarded last week. The awards will all be formally presented in December. Because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the Academy announced this year's ceremony will be a mixture of digital and physical events. Laureates will receive their Nobel Prize medals and diplomas in their home countries. The United States observes its Columbus Day holiday Monday, as well as Indigenous Peoples Day. Columbus Day has been a federal holiday since 1971 to celebrate the 1492 landing of Christopher Columbus in the Americas. Recognition of the violence, disease, and other suffering inflicted by European nations on the people already living in the Western Hemisphere has, in recent years, prompted a reevaluation of the holiday, including calls for its abolishment and new commemorations of indigenous populations. U.S. President Joe Biden last week issued the first ever presidential proclamation of Indigenous Peoples Day to be observed Monday. Maori politicians in New Zealand say the country could be guilty of committing modern genocide if it goes forward with plans to reopen the country from its COVID-19 restrictions. 95 new COVID cases were reported in New Zealand over the weekend, an additional 35 on Monday, as the country is attempting to reopen. Maori politicians are warning the country's indigenous people represent more than half of the daily cases. Co-leader of the Maori Party, Debbie Negra Packer, said Monday, "At every stage of this pandemic, the government has ignored the advice of our Maori experts. They've left us out to dry." In another development, New Zealand is requiring teachers and workers in the health and disability sectors to be fully vaccinated against the coronavirus by December 1st. Johns Hopkins University reports that New Zealand has 4,660 COVID infections and 28 deaths from COVID since the pandemic began. Lava flow from the Cumbre Viejo volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma off the northwest coast of Africa is continuing with no signs of ceasing since it first erupted September 19th. Spanish authorities said Sunday a new stream of molten rock from the volcanic ridge has added to the destruction of more than 1,100 homes and industrial buildings. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.